This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
At the close of today's LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference, there was a brilliant panel discussion titled Aboriginal Voices with Nesri Dickerson, Dodi Egmalaise, Esther Montgomery and Jackie Stewart, facilitated by Alison Toby. Alison opened the panel by asking, "Being Indigenous in any space is pretty hard, but what can we learn from our history of addressing LGBTIQ visibility in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities? What works and what do you think doesn't?" Here are some of the panel answers to that first question.
Well, this is the thing, because the first thing that we've got to do as Aboriginal LGBTI people is really take on our own people. You know, it's 2018 and already Aboriginal organisations, certainly in Western Australia, do not have anything formal for LGBTI people. Now, from a remote and, well, from a regional WA, remote and rural, there is absolutely nothing. So you have to make your way to Perth. But even in Perth, they have nothing. You have Derbal Yerrigan, you have Yorgham, which deals in trauma and family counselling. But there is nothing for LGBTI people. Now, the issue that I've got is that they are in receipt of funding from the state of Western Australia, from the Commonwealth. This falls under the closing the gap, and they should be addressing LGBTI issues, but they fail dismally. So we have a long, long, long way to go in Western Australia.
Well, I was born in Townsville. Growing up there, it was hard. Coming out as a lesbian, there wasn't not a lot of things for me there. And coming out to the family wasn't easy. My biggest support was my sister, and she was in Alice Springs at the time. She was my rock, and I needed her. And I just moved. I went in foster care for a bit. I went around. I just kept running. And this is all happened in Townsville, and there was no one around, no service. It was really hard. And, she flew me to Alice Springs, and I loved it. It was the best move. I met amazing people. The fact that I had to move away from my own country, where I'm from and stuff like that, it was different. Coming from rainforest into the desert.
I just wanted to chuck in my two cents. For me, I grew up in an urban Aboriginal community. So it wasn't necessarily, it wasn't a big deal to come out as gay, but in saying that, there wasn't actually a lot of people that came out as LGBTIQA or anything else. In recent years, in my work life, I've come across people who are starting to understand that in our communities we need a mental shift, and it comes along the same lines as this thought of decolonising or recolonising, as we're starting to use the term now. So it's about us, just like the broader LGB community, we've had these, heteronormative gender roles put on us and stuff like that. So in our communities, we've got the oldest surviving culture, and we probably more so than anyone else on this earth have for tens of thousands of years been so in tune with nature, our surroundings, our Mother Earth and all the rest of it. In saying that, because our communities have been colonised and they've brought in religions that have told us there has to be set roles, there has to be, certain jobs for women, certain jobs for males. I mean, everyone knows how that story goes. We need to now start recolonising our thoughts with our traditional knowledge, because if you look at nature in our communities, we know what season is for every animal, what time that fruit drops. We know all these things. And there is evidence and there is examples for us. us to especially teach our young ones that it's okay to come out. You look at something like the barramundi fish. Barramundi changes from a male to a female. Yeah, so that's in nature. That's something our people would have known and therefore would have accepted. There's a similar story with the Canadian Aboriginal folks. They have the two-spirit term as a way of explaining people. Yeah, as a way of explaining, you know, transgender to the broader community. And so a lot of these things exist in our own cultures as well. I'm not going to speak on behalf of all 250-plus Aboriginal nations, but I know that certainly for a lot of them, this knowledge has been suppressed for a long time, and it's time for us and our allies, our non-Indigenous allies, to start unearthing this information and bringing it to light, especially for our younger generations to understand it's completely natural.
And more education and more understanding within them communities on the diversity and tolerance within our communities.
Yeah.
You know, and how they can help us get along better in life just by accepting to us or talking to us or opening up a few doors for us when they're closing them on us every single bloody day.
Yeah.
You know, give us our voices back, because that's all we want at the end of the day. You know, because our voice has been stolen many years ago. And sometimes some of us, we can't never find that voice back. And sometimes, you know, I squeal to my top to try and get that voice back. And I just want that acceptance from the non-Indigenous communities also, and for them to understand what we go through on a day-to-day basis, not only being transgender, gay, lesbian, you know, Q, everything, what we have to endure on in communities on a day-to-day basis.
As Aboriginal people.
As Indigenous sister girls, brother boys, whatever, you know, what we endure. And how they can help our communities better.
Yeah.
That was audio from the Aboriginal Voices panel at the close of the first day of the LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference. We have a full podcast of that and other panels from the LGBTIQ Women's Health Conference up on the Joy website soon. Though we're heading toward the end of NAIDOC week, that doesn't mean you can't celebrate, respect and listen to the voices, stories and history of the Indigenous and Torres Strait Islander communities. And if you aren't making space for their stories, it's time to think about why.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.